Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Samach Daled, 11 lines from the top of Daf Samach Daled and Aleph, and we begin a new Mishnah. And this Mishnah is actually a continuation of our Mishnah that we had at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph that stated on Mechas HaBayis, Loi Mochi Yitziah, and continues and discusses those items that are not included in a sale when Reuven sells a home to Shimon. And on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, when discussing the Sheet of Rav Dimi Ben Adoy, we actually brought this Mishnah. And based on the Sheet of Rav Dimi Ben Adoy, the Gemara explained our Mishnah in one way, and in order to show that our Mishnah is not necessarily a raya to the Sheet of Rav Dimi Ben Adoy, so the Gemara was doichik and explained the Mishnah in a different way entirely. And since the Rashbam learns our Mishnah like the Sheet of Rav Dimi Ben Adoy, so we will learn our Mishnah in that manner as well, and then we will explain the Mishnah in a manner that will not be necessarily a raya to Rav Dimi Ben Adoy. And before we begin our Mishnah, let's point out that prior to having indoor plumbing, then people had to have a source of water, and they would build a reservoir of water within their home itself, and this way they would have fresh water to drink and to use in their home. And our Mishnah will speak about a bar and dus, which is defined as a pit and a cistern, and the Gemara will explain what is the difference between a bar and a dus. And let's keep in mind that we're referring to a bar and dus that was actually built within a person's home, and certainly this is different than the bar that people would make in a field that was used for irrigation purposes. And the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph will discuss a bar that was in a field. Our Mishnah begins, Lo yisabar v'lo yisadus. If Reuven sells a home to Shimon, then he doesn't sell his bar or dus, and he doesn't sell his pit or cistern. And even if you wrote in the shtar that I'm selling you my home, and I'm including the depth of the home as well as the height, that doesn't include a bar and dus. And as we previously learned, that although it won't include a bar and dus, however, by adding in a yitah loshen of umkavruma, therefore Reuven is including in the sale everything that's above the house and all the airspace above the house in order to build whatever he wants on top of his home. And Reuven is also including the sale a rooftop that has a fence around it that's 10 tefachim high that would not be included if he didn't say the words umkavruma, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. And in addition, Reuven is including anything below the house, and if Shimon wants to dig beneath his house, he could do so. But if he wouldn't have said umkavruma, then he would not be including anything below the house, and Reuven would still retain the right to dig underneath the home of Shimon as long as he won't damage Shimon's property. And as Rav Dimi Ben Adoy explained, that since if you wrote Kavruma, then it includes everything above the home as well as everything beneath the home, then if you wrote Mitoim Arav Ad Roi Merkiah, then by Reuven adding in extra language and adding in a Yitah Loshen, so therefore it must be that he wanted to include that he's selling to Shimon the rights to his bar and dus as well. And before we continue, let's remember that even though Rav Dimi Ben Adoy held that Bistoma, Reuven doesn't sell anything to Shimon, and he doesn't sell the ear rights, and he doesn't include the right to dig beneath his home, and the only way that that would be included is if Reuven wrote to Shimon that I'm selling you umkavruma. However, the Gemara said that from our Mishnah itself, it wouldn't necessarily be a raya to the Sheet of Rav Dimi Ben Adoy, as it is possible that our Mishnah holds that even bistama, Reuven sells to Shimon the rights to umkavruma. In reality, if Reuven would write to Shimon that I'm selling you umkavruma, and he didn't even write the word mitoim arav ad rei merkia, then that's a yitah loshen, and he would include a bar. And even though our Mishnah stated Afapisha Kosavloi Kavruma, and it's mashma that even though you wrote it, you would still not be koina bar and dus, but the Gemara explained Hachika Ama Afapisha Loi Kosavloi Kamisha Kosavdami Lemikna Kavruma Lemikna Barbados Machilas E Kosavloi Kavruma Kani E Loi Kosavloi Kani. And as Rashbam explains, Shari Kosavloi Bayezani Meichalacha, as since Reuven wrote to Shimon that I'm selling you this bias, the Kavruma Bechlau Bayezu, and the Kavruma is in the cloud or bias, and it's included in that term. However, and as we explained, because the use for bar and dus is different than the use for a bias, the Mishnah continues that we just stated that even though Reuven sold his home to Shimon, that Reuven retains the right to his pit and his cistern. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, although it's true that Reuven has a right to his bar and dus, however, the only way he'll be able to get to the bar and dus is by going through Shimon's home, and Shimon could stop Reuven from walking through his home, and the only way that Reuven will be able to walk through his home is by buying a right away from Shimon. And as the Gemara will state, that if he doesn't do so, so he'll have to fly through the air, and in reality Reuven will have no way to actually be able to access his bar and dus. And as we will see in the Gemara will come out Rabbi Kiva hold that Meicha Ba'ayin Yafa Meicha, and as Rabbeinu Geshem explains, Shum Kabel Zuzi, as since a buyer receives money, therefore he conveys his property Ba'ayin Yafa, and he doesn't retain a right away for himself. itself. However, the Chacham hold that just like Reuven retained the rights to the Bar and Dus, therefore he retains the right to a way to get to his Bar and Dus, and as Rabbeinu Gershom explains, that it does make sense that a Moichel would sell his right of way when he owns the Bar and Dus. And the Mishnah continues, Moide Rabbi Kiva, Bizman Sha'amalei Chutz Me'ilu She'in Tzarech Likach Derech, Rabbi Kiva's Moide the Chachamim, that in the scenario where Reuven actually added an extra Lashon specified in the Shtar that I'm not selling you the Bar and Dus, then since even if he wouldn't have written the Lashon Chutz Me'ilu, he would have retained the rights to the Bar and Dus, therefore by adding in this extra Lashon, so he must have wanted to include even more than that, and he must have wanted to include not only the Bar and Dus, but he also was including a Derech that he would have a right of way to get his Bar and Dus. And Ayin Rashbam explains, Bizman Sha'amalei Chutz Me'ilu, Chutz Me'bar and Dus, V'tnai Shalei L'tzarechu, Shrei Inum B'chlal Bayis, and as we previously mentioned, El L'tfuyi Milsa Ka'asi V'shai Lei Derech, and therefore it must be that he's trying to add on something additional, and he's retaining for himself a right of way as well. And the Rashbam continues and is bothered that L'chayra L'fid Rabbanon, even without writing Chutz Me'ilu, Reuven retained for himself the Bar and Dus, as well as the right of way. Why would Reuven use this Yitul Lashon? As Zok Rashbam, Rabbanon Loi Oslo Tfuyi Klal, that in Chanami is not actually adding anything on, the Belav Hochi Shai La'atmi Derech, V'l'Revoch Remilsa Amakein, Shlo Yom Alekeh, Kol Bayis Mechatli, V'l'Ei Kafta Derech, She'in Kol Meichum V'Kiyum Bedinen, V'Hilkach Pirish Kol Kach, and therefore he explained it that much, and it was much more explicit, even though certainly he didn't have to do so. And the Mishnah continues with the reverse scenario. Now let's say instead of Reuven selling a home to Shimon, Machon La'acha, he sold the Bar and Dus itself to Shimon, and he retained the house for himself. So in this case, Rabbi Kiva Ima in the Tzarech Likach Le'derech, Rabbi Kiva holds that the buyer doesn't have to buy himself a right of way, as certainly that was included as Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha. However, Tzarech Likach Le'derech, the Chacham hold that Shimon would not have a right to get to the Bar and Dus, and the only way that he'd be able to get to this Bar and Dus is only by buying his rights from Reuven, or by being Parchem Ba'avir, and by flying through the air. We explained the word Machon La'acha based on Rashbam, and Ayin and Pirish Mishnayis La Rambam, that he explains as follows, Machon La'acha Rabbi Kiva Oma Ine Tzarech Likach Le'derech, Ein Ritz Lema Mishim Machon Bar Dus, Acha Shemach Sabayis Tam. We're not talking about a case where after Reuven sold the home to Shimon, Reuven then went and sold the Bar and Dus that he retained for himself to a third party, as Ki'ich Efsha Shu Atzma In Le'derech, as certainly in that case, where Rabbi Kiva says that he doesn't have the right of way, certainly how could it be that Koinin Meni Yesh Le'derech, that a third party that would buy the Bar and Dus from Reuven would have a right of way, Ki Daig Loi L'Koinin Shei Kamoicha, El Rotz Ba'im R'machun La'acha, Mi Shemach Bar V'Dus, Koinin Shemach Sabayis, Oy Shemach Sabayis L'Echad, U Bar V'Dus La'acha B'Pam Achas, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara begins, Yosef Ravina V'Kakashle, Ravina was sitting and had the following question, Haynu Bar, Haynu Dus, L'Choyer, the words in the Mishnah of Bar and Dus seem to be synonymous, as they're both referring to pits that are in a home and serve as a reservoir to gather water. And as Rashbam states, Haynu bar v'haynu dus, Ezel bar v'ezel dus, v'alo ein heka bin zel zeh, sheshneim amukim b'kaka, v'yesh ben mayim chunasim, v'lo milu mistitati, and why does the Mishnah mention both? And the Gemara responds, Omli rov v'tesfol ravina, tashma, I'll bring you a braisa, will define the difference between a bar and dus. The Tanya, as we learned in the braisa, echad bar v'echad dus b'kaka, that although a bar and a dus both dug into the kaka, and it's a pit in the ground, el shabar b'chafira, v'adus b'binyin, whether a bar is defined as something that was built in very hard dirt, and as Rashbam states, b'kaka kosher shemachzik mayim b'loy binyin, and therefore you don't have to surround a bar by anything else, and you just dig it into the dirt, and then you can put water in it, and the water won't seep into the ground, and won't be absorbed into the ground. However, a dus is a pit that's dug into soft ground and soft land. In order to retain any water within this pit, you have to build a structure of stones that are inside the pit and prevent the water that's being stored in the dus from seeping into and being absorbed into the ground. Now, the Gemara just defined for us the difference between a bar and dus. Let us remember that Rashbam actually learned that there were two questions of the Gemara. First of all, what is the difference between a bar and dus? And number two, why does the Mishnah have to mention both? Therefore, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, Rashbam states, V'hilkach itana bar, hava mina hanami l'bar shu b'chavira. We may think that a bar is not included, and since it's dug into the ground, so therefore it's a chefza b'fnei atmoi, and is not considered a part of the bias. Ava dus shu b'binyan ke'ina bias, harivu b'chlal bias. But since dus required avonim to be built into the dus, so maybe that would be considered a part of the bias, and would be included in the sale. And kamash one, that's not included in the sale. V'itana dus, b'shum d'binyan f'nei atmohu chashev. So we may think that a dus is not included as a binyan b'fnei atzma in its chashev, and therefore it's not included in the sale of a home of a bar. But since a bar is not such a major structure, lechashev v'libatul gavi bayis, and therefore it should be bottled to the house, and maybe that will be included in the sale, and therefore tricha, and that's why the Mishnah had to teach us lo yisabar v'lo yisados. The next gemara is a repeat of the exact gemara that we just learned, and some are not curious from the word Yosef Rav Ashi until the two dots. And the gemara continues, Yosef Rav Ashi v'kakashle, Rav Ashi sat and asked the same question as Ravina asked previously, that hainu bar, hainu dos, and omale makashisha, breed Rav Chista Rav Ashi, and makashisha was the son of Rav Chista, and as we previously learned, as machlekes Rashi and Taisis, it was makashisha was the younger son of Rav Chista, or the oldest son of Rav Chista, and b'lemaisa, he said to Rav Ashi, tashma, I'll bring you raya as to the difference, the Tanya, as the Brisa states mefurish, echad abar v'echad ados pekako, el shabar b'chafira, v'ados pebinyin, as we explained, and the Mishnah continued, v'tzarech likach lederach to Rav Kiva, v'cham im eini tzarech, we will learn on Gemara, like the Gears of the Bach, and the Gemara now is, b'may kamifli Rav Kiva Rabbanon, what is the basis for the machlik is between Rav Kiva Rabbanon, and the Gemara explains, b'ha kamifli, and we continue on daf samach dalam abeis, Rav Kiva sava meicha ba'in yafa meicha, Rabbanon savri meicha ba'in ram meicha, Rav Kiva hold that a meicha always sells ba'in yafa, and Rabbanon hold that a meicha retains as much as he can for himself, and he sells ba'in ra. And that's why, although Reuven retained for himself a bar and dus, Rav Kiva hold that since Reuven Lamaisa sold this house to Shimon, therefore he sold it ba'in yafa, and he didn't retain a right of way for himself. However, the Chum hold that certainly Reuven would retain a right of way for himself, and ba'in ra hu meicha. Similarly, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where Reuven only sold a bar and dus to Shimon, then according to Rav Kiva, he sold it ba'in yafa, and therefore certainly he sold him a right of way. However, according to Chumim, he sold it by Ein Ra, and therefore certainly Reuven didn't sell to Shimon a right of way. And even though Shimon bought a bar and dus from Reuven, the only way that he'd be able to access his bar and dus is only by being Parech Bavir, or by buying the right of way from Reuven. Let's see the first Rashbam on this Amid, and Rashbam states, Rabbi Kiva Sava Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha Bechol Dina Mechiri Sheba Ilam. And Rashbam is trying to tell us that although in a moment the Gemara will want to say that maybe there's a special reason that Rabbi Kiva holds, specifically in our case, that the Meicha sells Ba'in Yafa, and specifically in this case, Rabbanan hold that Meicha Ba'in Rav Meicha. However, Zok Rashbam, that at this point in the Gemara feels that this is an Algamina Din, and this is a Shita of Rabbi Kiva that will go through Shas, that Rabbi Kiva always will hold Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha, and the Chum will always hold Meicha Ba'in Rav Meicha, and it's not specific to our Shaila, and it's not based on a specific scenario. And as our Gemara continues, the Kamina Nami Ba'alma Rabbi Kiva Tamei Da'om Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha Mehocha, that every time we say in Shas that Rabbi Kiva is going to Shitasai, as Rabbi Kiva holds Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha, the way that the Gemara knows that this is the Shita Rabbi Kiva is actually Gufa from our Gemara. And as Rashbam brings down, Klema Midu Kaminam Ba'alma Shardina Mechira, the Tala Tamayo Ba'in Yafa Ba'in Ra, Alibid Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, Kagoyim Perchazka Batam. And for example, like the case that we had on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, where we said Machi Lonois, that if Reuven sells trees to Shimon, Bishaya Kakal Funav, Pukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, Rabbi Kiva Yeshla Kakal Bala Ilon, Shim Yamasi Ilon Yita Achav Mkaimai, Rabbanon Eloi, Mehocha Mastisan Hudai Kinla. We learned from our Mishnah that the Pshat and Rabbi Kiva is because Meicha Ba'in Yafa, and the Pshat and Rabbanon is Meicha Ba'in Ra. And from this point until the Ba'an Amid, the Gemara will try to bring other ways to understand the Shita of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon our Mishnah. And this way, we won't be able to necessarily prove from our Mishnah that in general Rabbi Kiva has a Shita that Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha and Rabbanon have a Shita Meicha Ba'in Ra Meicha, as maybe it's specific to our scenario. As the Gemara continues, Mai, the how do you know that the basis for Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon our Mishnah is of Meicha Ba'in Yafa Meicha or Meicha Ba'in Rav Meicha, Dilma Bahaplegi, maybe the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon is specifically in our Mishnah and based on the following Svara, Rabbi Kiva Sava, in other Meritza Shi'itim Ma'isa Vidrusu Achirim, that Rabbi Kiva holds that certainly a buyer doesn't want to pay good money to buy a house and meanwhile have people walking through his home in order to get to a bar and dus, and therefore when Shimon was buying a home, certainly he didn't allow Reuven to have a right of way, and the only way that Reuven would have a right to a right of way is only by purchasing that specifically from Shimon. And the Gemara now explains the Shita Rabbanon, Rabbanon Savri, Rabbanon hold that specifically in our Mishnah, Rabbanon hold that certainly Reuven retained a right of way for himself, as Ina Demeritza Shita Mois V'Yifrach Ba'Avir, that certainly since Reuven was definitely retaining a bar and dus, and although he's actually taking money for selling his home, but certainly a person wouldn't take money in order to give up his right of way and never be able to access his bar and dus, and then have to go and pay money in order to buy back his original right of way from Shimon. As Rashbam Ram explains on the fourth of the wide lines at the top of Amid, Mimai Dumal Kule Alma Hassam Bain Nafamecha, Vieshloi Bekaka, Inami Bain Ra, Veinloi, that certainly in the case of Daflam and Zion and Bays, that either Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanu would both agree that Bain Nafamecha, and therefore the buyer would have a right to the Kaka, or both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanu would agree that Bain Rahu Mecha, and therefore Shim would not have a right to the Kaka, and he only has a right to Ilanis, Bahacha Bahapligi, and over here it's based on a specific scenario, and therefore there's a separate machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, and it's not based on the side of Ba'in Yafo, Ba'in Rahu Meicha. And as Rashbam continues, Rabbi Kiva Sava in Lekech Reza Sheet and Domel Meicha, Vidrus Al Gavi Besid, Leilach Lebeir Lodusai, Umeicha Nami Yedea, and the Meicha certainly understood, Shal Das King Koin Lekech, Shal Yidrus Meicha Al Gavi Besai, and if Ruvain, who was the seller, wanted to make sure that he retained his right away, Vahoyle Lemeicha Lashaya Derech Laatma Beferish, Vilkach Zarach Likach Le Derech, Ava Gavi Mochi Lonis, Vishaya Kaka, but in the case on Daflam and Zion and Bays, Ema Maidra Bakiva, the Mecha Bain Ramecha, the Ein Lekak, the Bal Ilan, the Hain Lekach, the Lekahacha Gabi Lekach, Tiny Sidusu Achem, the Doris Mecha Gabi Lanisha Lekach. And certainly in that case, there's no specific svara to say that a Lekach would specifically want this right, and therefore it was understood to the seller that he must be selling him this right. Similarly, the Rashbam explained, Lefid Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Savi, the Drisa Lechayish Lekach, that certainly a buyer doesn't care if someone walks through his house, the Inkan Chasar Mammon, and he's not losing actual money, but the Mecha actually has a major taina. The Ein Reitzis Shekabel to Mei Beisim in Alkeach Al Menashe Yitzdarach Lefreich Ba'avir Al Bayer Vedusay Shem Akiv La'atzmai. Therefore, the svara is V'Hilchach Vaday Le'Macha Derech Bayeri, and certainly Reuven did not mean to sell the right away to his bar. V'Hutzuch Lefarishu Ma'akiv Gamis Haderech Shabayeri, and certainly he didn't have to be explicit regarding this. The Ma'ar Na Yesh Le'Bebar B'Le Derech V'Yad Ba'al Shtar Tachteina. Certainly, there would be no reason for Reuven to retain the right to his bar and dus if he doesn't have a way to access it. And certainly we say Yad Balashtar Tartoina. Once again, the Rashbam goes back to the Aflam and Zion Beis. Av Gabi Mochi Lodis Vishay Kaka Moidu Rabbanan the Bayin Yofa Meicha the Less Lil Meicha Hasha Tainus Prichas Avir Bein Nifsu Mekaka Shu Mishay Laatme Klo Mal Yedei Ilon Ayin Shom. Based on these svaris, the Gemara says that it's possible that we can't learn from our Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva holds in general Meicha Bayin Yofa Meicha and Rabbanan hold Meicha Bayin Ram Meicha, and therefore the Gemara continues Ve'el Meisefa maybe a raya that Rabbi Kiva hold Ba'alma that Meicha Bayin Yofa Meicha and Rabbanan hold Meicha Bayin Ram Meicha is actually from the Sefer of Mishnah, as the Sefer of the Mishnah stated Machon La'acha that if Reuven sold his bar and dust to Shimon and he retained his house for himself, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Eni Tzarech Likach Le'Derech V'Chaim Oimer Tzarech Likach Le'Derech. Once again, based on the Gears of the Bach, the Gemara continues and asks My Lab Hakamifli Rabbi Kiva Sava Meicha Bayin Yofa Meicha Rabbanan Savri Meicha Bayin Ram Meicha. And as Rashbam explained, that although in the ratio we may have been able to explain that Rabbi Kiva doesn't necessarily hold Meicha Bayin Yofa Meicha, reason why the Lekech owns the entire property and the Meicha has to buy right away is because Rabbi Kiva held that there's a svara that in the Meicha Shitim Oisav Yidusu Achirim. However, in this case, where Reuven sold the bar and dust to Shimon and Reuven is actually retaining the bias, then certainly this svara doesn't apply. And even though we already mentioned the svara of Rabbanan that a buyer doesn't want to purchase something and have to fly through the air, however, as we saw previously, Rabbi Kiva was not chayish for that svara, as we saw from the ratio that Rabbi Kiva held Pumfakert. Even though the seller would have to be Yifrach Ba'avir, the Lekech still has a taina that Einad Meretz L'Shiitim Oisav Yidusu Achirim. Therefore, the only way to explain this for Rabbi Kiva in the Sefer is to explain that Rabbi Kiva always holds that Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha, and since Reuven sold the Bar and Dus to Shimon, therefore he must have sold them in right of way as well, as otherwise he wouldn't be able to get to this Bar and Dus. And similarly, we can prove from the Sefer that Achim hold in general that Meicha Ba'in Rahu Meicha. The reason is because in the Sefer, we're talking about a buyer that paid money in order to buy a bar and dust from Reuven. In that case, certainly we don't have the svara that ain't on Reitzah Shiito Mois for Yifrach Ba'avir. We can't explain that the Chum hold that the Meicha doesn't want someone walking through his home, because as we previously saw, the Chum did not hold of the svara Rabbi Kiva that we mentioned in the Reisha of ain't on Reitzah Shiito Mois of Yidrusu Achirim. And Rashbam states, V'ain L'Meicha El Tainas Drisus Beis Luchud, V'al Hi Tain L'Chayshu Rabban El, Hilch B'Shem Ayin Rahu, and therefore it must be that the reason why the Chum say that the Meicha doesn't sell right away to Lekech, because the Chum hold generally that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha. Gemara continues that it's still not a riot from the Sefer that Rabbi Kiva holds that Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha and Rabbi Ron hold generally Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, as Dilma Bahai Plagi, as maybe in the Sefer, the base of the Machlik is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon is as follows. Rabbi Kiva Sava by Sadaita Lekech is Linan. Rabbi Kiva says we always go based on the Dasa Lekech. Therefore, in the ratio, Rabbi Kiva Akiva says that since it doesn't make sense that a lekech would pay money in order to buy a home and then have the meicha walk through his home in order to get to his bar mendos, therefore certainly the lekech only wanted to buy this home, Reuven did not retain it right away, and Reuven should have understood this. In the sefer where Shimon bought a bar mendos from Reuven, then certainly the only reason why Shimon bought his bar mendos is to have access to it, and therefore certainly the intent of the lekech was to have a right of way as well, and certainly the meicha understood that. Therefore Rabbi Akiva held that machon acha ein tzarch likach lederach, as Rashbam states, claima bein rabban and Rabbi Akiva chashiva luhanach shtei tainas drisa upricha ba'avir, that certainly the rabban and Rabbi Akiva both agree that there is a tain of drisa and there is a tain of prichas avir, the b'tavayu or the makbid, as certainly people are makbid on either one of these svaris. El Rabbi Akiva miyafa koich lekech b'chol makbid shishu taina kenega ha-meicha v'ozo bas tadait lekech mishum lai tshadi ina zuzi b'chdi v'ho yidei ha-meicha shakavanus ha-lekech liktis davi sholem shlai yinifsa b'mechle klum the ina the mashlich ba'isav la'ibud, because lekech paid money, therefore hilkach yad lekech alo yoyna v'lai chashino l'tainas meicha negde klal. We don't listen to the taina of the meicha at all, but let's keep in mind that this is not based on a general rule, the meicha ba'inafa meicha, but the din of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah is based on a svara that we grant to the lekech, and we say the lekech must have wanted to purchase it in this manner based on a svara, the lekech would be able to taina. However, once again, this would not prove what Rabbi Akiva would hold relevant to the sugya in Chesed HaBatim on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, but the gay of the case of Machi Lonis v'shayer kakalafonav. Gemara continues, Rabbanan Savri basadai to the meichas linon, and once again, Rabbanan hold of both of these svaras, and in each case, we have to look at the das of the meicha, and as we know, the yabal shtar tachtaina, and therefore in the ratio where the meicha has a taina that I wouldn't have taken money, then had to fly through the air in order to get to my bar and dust I retained for myself, then certainly the meicha would win. And the sefer where the meicha has a taina, although I sold you the bar and dust, but I don't want you to walk through my property, certainly yabal shtar tachtaina. Therefore, in the sefer, the rabban hold that tzarich likach lederach, that the buyer has to buy right away from the seller, as Rashbam ends off avagabi mochi. The Gemara continues and is still trying to find a raya that Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a general rule that meicha b'ayinafa meicha, and Rabbanan holds there's a general rule that meicha b'ayinra meicha. And the Gemara brings from a Mishnah later on at Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, and the Mishnah really begins at Daf Samach Chesam Beis, where the Mishnah starts speaking about someone that sells a sada to his friend, and if Reuven sells a sada to Shimon, so the Mishnah tells us what's included and what's not included. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph continues and explains further what's included and what's not included when selling the Sada. And as the Gemara states, Ve'elameha, and the Raya will be from the following Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. And the Mishnah states that if Reuven sells the Sada to Shimon, then Lo Yisabar, Lo Yisagas, Lo Yisashevech, Bein Chareven, Bein Yeshuvin, although Reuven sold the field to Shimon, but he doesn't sell him his bar, which is referring to the bar that was built in his Sada. Reuven doesn't include his wine press in the sale either. Reuven also doesn't include the sale of the shayvach, which is of course a birdhouse, as we previously learned, and doesn't make a difference if these items are abandoned or they're still in use. As Rashbam explains, Bein Chareven is going back on all three of these examples. She'imayim bebar ve'in krum samach lagas v'lo yoydim b'shayvach. The reason why Reuven doesn't include these is kol hanach inam b'chlat sada, as all these things are not considered as part of the sada. Therefore, all agree that Reuven doesn't include it in his sale when he's selling a sada to Shimon. Once again, in that Mishnah, we have a similar machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. The Mishnah continues, "V'tzarach likach lederach to Rabbi Akiva, Chachamim ain't tzarach." Rabbi Akiva holds that Reuven would have to buy right away in order to get his bar, his gas, or his shayvach, and Chachamim holds that he doesn't have to buy it right away, and certainly he retained that right away for himself. And the Gemara asks, "Hasu lamli? Why did the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph have to bring the same machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim? If l'chir, we already had it in our Mishnah, Elulav Hakamashblan, and it must be that the reason why the Mishnah brought it again is the teacher's a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva savri meicha bayin yafa meicha. Rabbanan savri meicha bayin rab meicha. And as Rashbam states, elavadai mishti and seiru lashmin and dafilu b'shadin and deleka hanach taime miyafa. Rabbi Akiva koich lekeach mishun the meicha bayin yafa meicha. Rabbanan miyafin koich meicha mishun the meicha bayin rab meicha. Gemara continues that once again you don't have raya that this is the klal of Rabbi Akiva that generally meicha bayin yafa and Rabbanan hold that generally meicha bayin rab as bedil mashmin and bayis v'kamashblan sada that maybe inachinami there was the reason why our Mishnah had to teach us the Din B'degei Abayis, and then the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph had to teach us that Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim are also Chaylup in the Gei Sada, and Vitzricha in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, not a Mishnah Yisera, as the Gemara continues to explain the Ashmin and Bayis, as if we would only have our Mishnah that discusses when Reuven sold a house to Shimon, or when Reuven sold a bar and dust to Shimon, Mishum debayitz nusa, so we can understand that there would be a taina that someone doesn't want another party to be walking through the house as they do milutz nusa in the house, and therefore they don't want to have to protect themselves and not do milutz nusa, as potentially Reuven in the ratio of the Mishnah where Reuven sold the house to Shimon, and now Reuven has a right to go to his bar and dust, would be able to walk through his home. It certainly would make sense that Shimon would have a taina that in on Mitzvah Shitim Ma'isa V'Jusu Achirim, and the Sefer, the same would apply B'negei Reuven, that certainly if Reuven sold his bar and dust to Shimon, it doesn't make sense that he would want Shimon to walk through his home and disturb his privacy. Maybe we wouldn't have the same Sefer B'negei Afield, as why would someone care if another party is walking through their Sada in order to access a bar and dust if they're not doing Milut Snusa in the Sada? As Rashbam explains, Avagabis Sada Maidul Rabbanon, the Ain Tzarech L'meich L'ikach L'derech, as L'maser L'kech Midi B'drisasi Shazer B'sadeo, the Leket Snusa B'sada, She'ein Asar L'chrisha V'zriya, Hilkach Itzruch L'misti Sada L'ashmin, and the B'sada Nami Polig Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, certainly, we had to have the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, V'yashmin and Sada, and if we'd only have the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, B'negiya Sada, Mishum the Koshele Davsha, once again, there's a svara to say that the L'kech doesn't want his seller to come into his field as he's going to be trampling into his field and trampling on things that he already plowed and he already planted. Maybe specifically over there, we say a svara that a person doesn't want another party to come and trample into his sada. However, one may have thought that in a home, where even if a third party would come into a home, he's not ruining anything and he's just accessing his bar and dos. Maybe in that case, Rebbe would agree that the seller would still have his right of way, and Rebbe Kiva would not have paskin that tzorach likach liderach. And as Rashbam states, kamash one, the bayis nami mask lay drusasim mishtum tziusa, Rabbanon nami iklamei makai gavno. And Rashbam explains that even if we're Rabbanon, we can make a tzrichasa in exactly the same manner as Iashmin and bayis mishtum lekir dafsha, bein latayin lekech, hilkach ozli basatayin smaycha, abasod the ikka dafsha, eim maidle rab kiva, the Iashmin and sada mishtum lekatsias, al bayis de katsias, eim maidle rab kiva, and therefore tzricha. Once again, the Gemara is back to its original question that how do we see in general that Rabbi Kiva holds Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha and Rabban hold Meicha Bayin Rab Meicha, and therefore the Gemara finally states Elamis Seifa, that we actually could learn this from the Seifa of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, as the Seifa of that Mishnah mimics our Mishnah, and the Seifa continues and states Machron Acha, that if instead of Reuven selling a field to Shimon, Reuven only sold a bar or a gas or a shevich to Shimon, and then the question is, does Shimon have a right of way or not? Rabbi Kiva Ime in Tzarech Likach Liderach, Rabbi Kiva holds that the buyer doesn't have to buy a derech and he has it right away. So we already saw that there is no chiluk between a bias and sada, and the svaras of Rebbe and Rabbanon apply equally to a bias and to a sada, and that's why we had our Mishnah as well as the ratio of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph. However, Hasulamli, why would we have to say the Seifa of the Mishnah, and what is the chiddush that the Seifa is trying to teach us? As Hainu Hach, as Lachir, it's the same exact din as the Seifa of our Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalam and Aleph, and the Gemara therefore states Elav Hakam Ashbon, and therefore since we have a Mishnah Yisera, it must be that the Seif of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph is trying to teach us that Rabbi Kiva Sava Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha, that Rabbi Kiva's reasoning in our Mishnayis is not based on specific svaras that are relevant to our Mishnayis, and it's not an algamein adin, but it's actually a general rule of Rabbi Kiva that Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha and Rabbanon Savri Meicha Bayin Rab Meicha, and Rabbanon hold that generally there's a klal that Meicha Bayin Rab Meicha Shema Mino, and therefore it's a good raya, and in Chinami the Gemara comes out that Rabbi Kiva always hold Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha and Rabbanon hold Meicha Bayin Rab Meicha. Therefore, we can apply this to all other cases in Shas, and where we see a case where there's a Meicha and Lekech, we could say that Lefi Rabbi Kiva, he would always hold Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha and Rabbanon would hold Meicha Bayin Rab Meicha. Before we continue, let us see Rashbam and Diba Maschel Hasu Lamli Lashmin and the Azar Rabbi Kiva Basadait Lekech Rabbanon Azli Basadait Meicha Afilu Hechna Mishtana Taim Lamafreya Hainu Hach Tony Besef Duration Masisin Machon Labar Vidus La Acha the Mahasab Shemin and the Azar Rabbi Kiva Basadait Lekech Rabbanon Azli Basadait Meicha Menashmin and Gabi Bayis Hu Adin Gabi Sada. And Rashbam points out that how do we actually know that there is no chil between a Bayis and Sada? That is something that we already learned from the fact that we already repeated the Mishnah. We already had the ratio of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph to teach us that there is no chil between a Bayis and Sada, and any svar that's stated by a Bayis is said by a Sada, and any svar that's stated by a Sada is said by Negeya Bayis. Therefore, the entire Sefer of the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph is a Mishnah Yisera. Though we won't get into this in great detail, but it's important to see the bottom Rashbam as Dibam Maskel Elav Shma Mino Hach Mishnah Yisera Dik Tani Lashminim Dafilu As we explain, and Rashbam continues, and he asks the following:
And also keep in mind, when the Gemara mentions Sneusa, so we explained it based on Rashbam that we're referring to Midi the Sneusa. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who states, Litsneusa Ovid, Shemasnia Adam Chafetzim Besai, Umishamachi Kulus Ovenle, and also Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, Diva Mask Mishim Dasha, Drisa Shedarsim Babane Adam, Kashal Zroy, Mishamachi Gomel Mikne, Afilo Derek Sadeo, Velesla Baklum, Mishamachi Tark Liklin Sadarak, and Rabbeinu Geshem adds in something with the Gay of Bias, as he states, Ava Bias, the Mahani, Malulay Disha, that it actually is good for the house to have people trampling on the ground and keeping the dirt to be packed and compacted. So maybe that would be a svara. They would actually allow someone to have drusa regel in his bias, and even so, kamash blon dafil hachi in adam reitzah sheitin mois v'drusu achirim hoil the bias letziusa of it b'tavayu tzvichi ayin shom. The Gemara continues itma Rav Huna amar Rav, and we continue on daf samachirim and aleph halacha k'divrei chachamim. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav the halacha follows the chachamim that moicha bayin rahu moicha. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'aba amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'aba said in the name of Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Akiva that we pass like Rabbi Akiva that moicha bayin yafu moicha. Rashbam states v'hachi have a maskana k'Rabbi Akiva. Rashbam brings a raya from the Gemara daf ayin aleph the omelir Rav Huna l'Rav Nachman hilchas k'avaseichu the makrisu l'bava the reish klusa the shchicha dainei, and therefore although generally we pass like Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi v'loy mechavei rav, over here we pass like Rabbi Akiva that moicha bayin yafu moicha. The Gemara continued that omelir Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba l'Rav Huna Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba that just stated in the name of Shmuel the halacha k'Rabbi Akiva and the halacha is bayin yafu moicha. He said to Rav Huna v'zim n'segin amrisa kamed rav hilchas k'Rabbi Akiva v'loy omeli v'loy midi. Rav Yirmiyah ba'aba says that at times I was actually in front of Rav and I actually stated that Allah is like Rabbi Akiva and he didn't correct me, and Rav didn't tell me that we pass like the Chachamim that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha. And L'chir, how can you tell me that Rav actually passes like the Chachamim? Amalei and Rav Huna responded to Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba, Heche Tenisa, when you went in front of Rav and you were talking about this halacha, how do you explain the Shita of the Chachamim and the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? And Amalei, Ipcha Tenina, and when I was discussing the Shaila with Rav, I actually said that the Chachamim hold that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha and Rabbi Akiva holds the Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha. Therefore, Rav Huna responded to Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba, B'shem Haki, Loi Amal Chav Loi Midi, because you actually said that the Chum hold that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha, and Rabbi Akiva's demand the Amal hold that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and you're passing like Rabbi Akiva, Rav didn't feel that there was a need to correct you, as ultimately you were passing correctly that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and that is actually the real sheet of the Chumim, as the Chum really hold Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and Rabbi Akiva holds Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha. I am Rashbam, who explains that certainly Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba did not say to Rav Huna that Ipcha Tenina, that I actually said it the opposite, and he actually said Rabbi Akiva hold Bayin Ra and Rabban hold Bayin Yafa. And as Rashbam states, V'gemar hu d'gemar farish to Ipcha hu tani Rabbi Yirmiyah umiyu il le omel Rav Huna loshen ze Ipcha Tenina shema yudeya she'in Rav Huna shayin kamaisai lo yuhay le l'tmaya, then he wouldn't have had a shayla da hainu hach to bein Rav Huna bein Rabbi Yirmiyah hilchas to Bayin Ra meicha. But let's keep in mind that at this point of the Gemara we see that even though Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba said the name of Shmuel halach k'Rabbi Akiva, l'chir if Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba was actually mistaken as to what Rabbi Akiva and what the Chum held, then L'chir comes out that Shmuel may have actually paskin that halacha is like the Chumim and Bayin Rahu Meicha, and therefore at this point of the Gemara, at least it seems that both Rav Huna in the name of Rav, as well as Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba in the name of Shmuel, will agree that the halacha is that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha. However, as we will see, the Gemara will actually come out and paskin that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha like Rabbi Akiva, and as we will see, that although Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba thought that Shmuel held that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, really Shmuel held like Rabbi Akiva that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha. And as Rashbam states in the second line on the Amid, V'hachi have maskana k'Rabbi Akiva, the Amalei Rav Huna Rav Nachman hilchasak b'saychu, the Mekavisa l'bava d'reish k'lusa, the Shchichi Dainei, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.